We're right, General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors. Welcome all to the Aralashire Council Extraordinary Meeting, dated the 30th of January 2022, and the time is now 6:02. Prayer. Almighty God, we humbly ask you to grant your blessing upon this council, direct and prosper our deliberations, see the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of our Shire and Australia. Amen. Recognition of traditional custodians. Your Aralashire Council recognises the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet and acknowledges Aboriginal elders past, present and emerging, and we extend our respect to other Indigenous Australians who may be present at this meeting today. Noting councillors that this meeting will be webcast, and I would ask that all mobile phones be switched off and people be aware of their comments. We don't have any apologies, we don't have any disclosures of interest, and councillors, the purpose of the extraordinary meeting is to consider the draft annual financial statements for 2021-22. Councillors, there's a recommendation on the board. If somebody's prepared to move that, we can then have an open discussion about it.
Do you want an update on what I've put up there, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
Mr. Mayor, so following the workshop this afternoon, I've just added a number of proposed amendments. We perhaps could highlight them, please, Executive Assistant. The first is that at the moment, Council's statutory accountant is just doing a recalculation, given the discussions we had, on the cash expense cover ratio general indicator on page 81 of 85 of the statements. So that will actually increase from 1.58, and I'm just waiting on that figure to come in. I've currently got x.xx on the screen. And from the work that we asked the team to go away and do, it's proposed that there are two things that we ask for discussion with the auditor. Firstly, that it would be Council's preference that we could allocate the groundwater investigations grant to operating revenue if it's permissible. And there are some complications, so I don't know what the answer is at this point in time. It is currently listed as CapEx in the statement, so we can have that discussion with the auditor and see what they would agree to. And secondly, the council would prefer to recognise the government subsidies to McMoore Gardens residents as operational revenue, not grants and subsidies, and again to discuss that with the auditor.
So, councillors, in the first instance, are you prepared to move that while we have a discussion, Councillor O'Connor?
Yes, I am.
Did you wish to speak to it before we then open up for other discussion?
I'd like to put some words in. Where it says, okay, Council would prefer to recognise government contributions to residents currently recorded as subsidies, right? So could you take the subsidies out, so recognise take subsidies too and put it behind gardens residents, right? Now behind that. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe, Councillor O'Connor, could you just state again how you think that sentence should read to assist the minute taker, please?
if you've got subsidies being held at the moment, so can you drop it in between residents and as? Okay, now, council prefers to recognise government contributions. Right, to McMoore Gardens residents currently recognised as subsidies.
Comma.
After subsidies.
Perfect.
Right. So you put after residents a comma as well. Right, that's what I... So that reads, councillors would prefer to recognise government contributions to McMoore Gardens residents currently recognised as subsidies as operational revenue, not grants and subsidies. The reason for that is that we currently have the $2,001,000 in revenue as a operational grant. I would say that it is more a fee for service paid by the government on behalf of the residents. Now, that will have to get passed, you know, go to the auditor for, you know, acceptance. So that will increase the current own effort from about 58 where it is to over the 60 which we were aiming at. So it doesn't change the bottom line either. Right. The first one is that council would prefer to allocate groundwater investigation grant, which is $180,000 plus, to operating revenue formerly listed as a CAPEX project. The reason being is that we've looked at the original $1.5 million and the general manager has the ammunition to go forward and say this is revenue. What happens is revenue doesn't have to be designated as capital to be spent as capital. So the actual expenditure on capital is actually our decision when we make the expenditure. So, but the way in which it's classified as receipt, you know, as when it's received, will in fact mean that it will be, it could be a recurrent funding rather than a capital grant. Now, the $47,100, which has a specific work order issued, clearly is to provide the generators which we purchased. So so it's not the 226 which I identified. The 47,100 is definitely capital, so we leave it at capital. But the 180, I think, is something that we should look for. There are other items within it, but to it really does need a really good look at the documents behind and particularly, you know, the grant deeds and see what, in fact, that is said within them. But that $1.5 million is very broad and it doesn't really say you're going to... I mean, it's testing bores and it's all sorts of things. So, you know, testing bores on someone else's property, which you don't get anything for, can't be capital. We don't get any for it. So, and that's the majority of it. Up until the testing is spending most of the money, and that's what we've spent the money on at the moment. But remember, we got it's in the condition of the grant, not in the expenditure that determines what capital is. So I'm happy with those two items. And I think basically, you know, it will improve our description. It will remove that sort of terrible feeling at the bottom whilst we still recognise what we need to raise, you know, in in the future to run the organisation, because the organisation has to be able to spend on capital, its profit and its depreciation. And that's what it is. Well, profit, capital, grants and depreciation. And if we can do that, then we're in a sustainable position. And if we can properly indicate what those items are, then we're not skating around the park. We're actually, making positive decisions about it. And that's why I recommend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor O'Connor. You remind me a bit of my father-in-law at our wedding. But anyway, and by the way, Councillor McMullen.
I'd like to second the motion, and in commenting upon it, I'd like to thank Councillor O'Connor and council staff for the hard work of putting it in such a manner that I can actually understand it this time. And for that, gentlemen, I commend you, the three of you, and anybody else that's had a little dabble in it, because to me it's getting where we can look at the papers fairly easily and say, yes, we need to address this, we need to address that. So in seconding it, congratulations, gents.
Thank you. Are there any other councillors wish to make comment? Councillor Crouch?
I'd just like to thank the General Manager for coming in where they have with the budget. It is disappointing the length of time it took to get the reports, but the extenuating circumstances, and I very much appreciate coming in as close as we have to the overall budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Petroff, Councillor Burrows, Councillor Toomey, thank you for those questions. I think they've probably saved us another hour at the extraordinary meeting. Coming then, Councillor Bower, Councillor Doran, I'm about to put the motion moved by Councillor O'Connor, seconded by Councillor McMullen. That Council endorse the draft General Purpose Financial Statements and Draft Special Purpose Financial Statements for the financial year ended the 30th June 2022 and refer them to the auditor pursuant to Section 413 of the Local Government Act 1993 New South Wales, with the cash expense cover ratio general indicator on page 81 of 85 adjusted from 1.58 months to 11.52 months, well done, and months and corresponding adjustments with the following items to be discussed with the auditor. One, council would prefer to allocate the groundwater investigation grant to operating revenue, currently listed as CapEx, as a CapEx project. And two, council would prefer to recognise government contributions to McMoore Gardens residents currently recognised as subsidies as operational revenue, not grants and subsidies. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you very much. And thank you, Igor and Tom. Did somebody gave him chocolates? Did I hear that right? Yeah. Thank you. The meeting closed at 6:16 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.